This is Leah Gage of Leah's Movie Lowdown, and today I'll bring you my interview with filmmaker Kate Kaminsky, the founder and director of Bluestocking Film Festival out of Portland, Maine. May 18th at 7 p.m., Leah's indie film series at Soundstage 909 will partner with Kate and Bluestocking to bring you 8 short films featuring strong female protagonists. I started my conversation with Kate by asking her how and why she started Bluestocking Film Festival.
Well, you know, how it happened was 7 years ago, I had an experience actually at with a local film event that made me wonder about, you know, why there wasn't why there was no longer a women's film event in Maine. And so, because there have been, over the years, women's film festivals, some female-focused festivals here, I just thought, well, that shouldn't be that there is no more focus on that, because the other film festivals that are here, while venerable and wonderful, do not focus on that, and therefore, I believe, you know, we weren't getting the representation that we deserved, those of us who do this. So, I just like I like to do, impulsively said, hey, let's put on a show. And so I roped a few people into helping me out a little bit, and we started out as a biannual screening series. And after 3 years, we decided that our efforts were getting us slightly dispersed doing it twice a year. So we thought, well, let's turn it into a full-blown two-day festival and see what happens. And it was great. In 2014, we, you know, went to a July date, because July is the perfect month to come to Maine. If there is any perfect month to come to Maine, it is certainly July. And so we did our first annual Bluestocking. So we had run, you know, in 2011, we ran one screening, 2012, two screenings, 2013, two screenings, and then we went to just a two-day festival once a year in 2014. And we did that 2014, 2015, and last year we expanded 3 days, and this year we're traveling. So that's really how we got started, just me saying, golly, why is there no longer a women's film festival in Maine? We need to do something about that. So until I got started, and I wasn't sure we would have an audience, but we certainly have proven that we have an audience, not just here, but around the world, really. So it's pretty cool.
Kate went on to describe what the Bechdel-Wallace test is and how she uses it to choose the films she screens during each year's festival.
Yes. Okay. So also, when we started, there are plenty, and there are plenty of wonderful film festivals across this country who celebrate the work of women directors. But there was no real focus on on-screen representation at the time that I started Bluestocking. And I had, you know, I knew about the Bechdel test. It is the Bechdel-Wallace test. That's how Alison Bechdel prefers it to be called, because she credits her friend Liz Wallace with coming up with the idea anyway. She just put it in her comic strip. So I pledged to honor Alison Bechdel's, plea to call it the Bechdel-Wallace. So so that's why I call it that. But it's essentially, you know, the lowest bar possible, but it does indicate literally the presence of women and girls on screen by, you know, how they interact without men or male, you know, intervention. So I was really interested in seeing what kinds of films were out there that might pass that test and also feature in the center of the story a female protagonist, whether a girl, a teen, or a woman, so of any age. And so we started out with this criteria and quickly found that it is very hard to find films that have both things. And that also told me how actually important it was to continue to do what we do, because so few people are actually, you know, focusing on not just female-centered work or female-driven work, but also work that centers women's relationships with each other, however those may be. So that's what we really look for, is films that explore and expand our idea of how women and girls work with or against each other, you know, because we love our complicated female protagonists. We even love them when they're evil. We love an evil central character. You know, that just makes it even more fun in a way. You know, so we just wanted to be able to show that female-driven work can provide the same excitement, complexity, uniqueness, courage, heroic, as those films that center male characters. So that's what we look for, really, is films that give us complexity, that don't provide easy answers, necessarily. And all genres. We are very interested in seeing work in all genres.
What I found interesting while attending Blue Stocking last year is that all of the films showcased were shorts. There were no features shown during the multi-day festival. I asked Kate why.
Well, you know, primarily that's a matter of infrastructure and funding. Really, literally, you know, if you have a team of three or four people, you know, doing something like this, biting off such a, you know, such a really big hunk of event, you know, to find the venues, to find the length of time you would need to show features, that was one consideration. It's just, we don't have, I don't have a huge team. I can't call on 30 people to watch, you know, 2-hour features, you know, and then give me feedback on those. So, you know, that was only one piece of the consideration, though. The other piece is that for me, and I've been an independent filmmaker since, you know, a long time, so 26 years or so, you know, I know that most people starting out have to begin with a short film. It's, you can't just jump. It's just people do, of course, obviously, people do. But it is rare to find, you know, emerging filmmakers making features their first time out. So our idea was to find the emerging talent, the next wave of people who were going to have an impact on the larger film narrative of the country, or maybe even in the world. To find people who were making work at the emerging level who could prove not only that, you know, female-driven work is just as fun and entertaining and wonderful as male-driven work, but also to show that that has commercial potential. So we looked for films that, you know, people starting out, but show incredible promise for a commercial career, because what we really want to do is infiltrate the big business, the industry, and get these people making films and work that, you know, better reflects and represents the other half of the population. So two considerations. One is time. The other is, you know, simply that we're really looking at the emerging talent coming up, and trying to promote those people to go further. And in fact, many of our alumni have gone on to direct first features and go on to do, you know, great labs, Sundance Lab, Finger Film Lab, all kinds of great opportunities our filmmakers have gone on to embrace and work their way towards a proper professional career. Plus, we can show a whole lot more films. We could show a whole lot more if we picked short films.
This year, rather than a multi-day festival in Portland, Blue Stocking is taking the show and their message on the road, with plans to hold events around this country and several others. Kate explained how much more difficult it was to keep the lineup to a reasonable time limit for the traveling festival than it is for the regular static several-day-long festival.
Oh, yeah. We had to really, you know, say no to some amazing films this year. You know, we just had to really, it was tough. It was tough. But we knew we really couldn't travel with a 2-day show. If we're going to do this year of travel, we did know that we would have to have just a 2-hour program. And actually, it's only 107 minutes, but that leaves time for Q&A and such. So so we did know that, and it was really challenging, yes, but we did manage to get these 8 wonderful films, and we're extremely excited to share them with you on May 18th.
She went on to describe a little about the 8 films that made the cut.
You know, we've got a couple of really interesting science fiction films. I would call them really films that make you think. They're very cerebral. And that doesn't mean they're not also simultaneously entertaining, because I don't want to, you know, say it's a brain twister or anything, but they are very complex in their presentation. Those two films are Real Artists and They Charge for the Sun. And both those films just really bring a very interesting couple of ideas to the table in terms of science fiction. And I'm actually a really big fan of science fiction, but there's not a lot that does provoke as much. You know, a lot of it seems to be focused on, you know, aliens or, I don't know, you know, shoot 'em, it's almost like Western in the sky. You know, it's like Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars is basically a Western, isn't it? I don't know. That's what I see it as. And so, you know, these two films really bring very provocative ideas to the table that are not anything like I've seen before. And then we have a couple of films from Spain. We've shown films from Spain now for a couple of years, and the Spanish are making some very cool films. Really cool films. So one is Las Rubias, which is The Blondes, translated as The Blondes. And the other one is Zarpazo. So those two films are Spanish films, so they're subtitled. We have two alums, New Stocking alums, coming back. Chell Stephen, her film Shauna is a Liar, is her second short film directing. She is part of a collective of filmmakers called Think Feel. And she is also an ex-student of mine who has been incredibly successful getting herself, you know, prepped to be, you know, the next big thing. So I have big hopes for Chell. The other one is Dana Pusich. Her film Rana and Donna is about a conjoined pair of twins and Shakespeare. Yeah, you just have to see it you'll see. It's a very fun, funny, and heartwarming movie. And Bliss Blue is another film that leaves questions at the end in a very intriguing way, and it's directed by Al Schneider. What I love about Bliss Blue is the presence of a main character who is every woman. And those films are so rare. You just don't get to, even in short films, you don't get to see that representation of everyday life very often. At least I don't. I don't get to see a lot of that. And I've watched a lot of short films looking for films for Blue Stocking, and I was very impressed with this very ordinary character who, as the synopsis says, is having a very extraordinary day. So I won't say more than that because I don't want to give away too much, but that's another one. And then Terminal is a film from Ireland, and Natasha Waugh, I believe, is going to be in L.A. I don't think she can come to the New Hampshire screening preview, but she is, I think, going to really go places with this film. It has at its center the abortion debate and two very complex women dealing with that issue. So I think it's very timely and also really, as a story, very strong.
So if any of those films sound interesting to you, come down to 909 Islington Street, Suite 1 in Portsmouth on Thursday, May 18th at 7 p.m. for the second edition of Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909. Admission is $5 and concessions will be available for purchase. My thanks to Kate Kaminsky and Blue Stocking Film Festival for talking to me and partnering with me for this month's event. More information about the films and Blue Stocking can be found on my website, leahsmovielowdown.com. This is Leah Gage.